So here's the thing. I want to try and tell everybody, you know, because I grew up in Philadelphia, and my first boyfriend's father was a ward leader who used to go out with a roll of cash and buy all the votes every election. So, you know, there's an old tradition in America of voting fraud. And what I tell everybody is neither one of these candidates would have been the candidate without the voting fraud to begin with. So, you know, we're in a funny position. But I've never seen the voting fraud as blatant. And I think to a certain extent, you know, it's interesting. They could not have stopped a Trump landslide without COVID-19. So one question I have is how much of the, because I thought they would do this after the election, how much of the timing of the healthcare op is basically designed to make sure they don't get a populist president? Not that Trump isn't, you know, it's hard for me to think of Donald Trump as a populist because he's very much on board for the pro-centralization team, but he's, as Michael Moore has said, he's the American people's way of saying, F you to the leadership. So I think it was very important to them to get rid of Trump, which they're trying to do. The problem is they've used massive voter fraud to do it, but they've used the fraud in a way that it's obvious that the fraud is off the charts. And it's almost as though, you know, they're turning to the population, which they're trying to turn into a cult, and saying, you have to pretend this guy is the president, even though you know he's not. So, you know, we have a fake virus and a magic virus and a fake president and a magic political system. And it's, you know, it really is getting very cult-like. It's the only thing I can say.
Yeah, it's almost like a switch is flicked this year and we're in bizarro world, right?
So we've been in bizarre world from the minute they started to steal the money. We moved into a bizarre world. And I think, you know, the only difference is now, as they moved all the money and the official reality moved away from reality even further and further, you know, that's part and parcel of the secrecy, many people thought they could stay on the middle of the road. And now what's clear is, you know, you have to go with the cult or you have to go with truth. The middle of the road is going away. And so everybody has to choose which they want. Let's go to the riots. Okay, so when the riots began and the leadership took the position that you couldn't go to church because of the danger of the magic virus, but you could go to the riots and protest, my team and I started to look at the riots. And so we made, if you come into Solari, there's a database called COVID-19 and, I think it's COVID-19 riots and Fed. So the first thing we did is we looked at the state and we looked at the cities and whether the governor was Democrat or Republican and then what the COVID cases and deaths were. And then we said, okay, we're going to check a box called riots where riots have been. So we started to look at the patterns of the riots vis-a-vis the machine, political machine control and sort of the COVID magic virus op. And there was something wrong when I was looking at the data and I could feel, you know, I'm a very intuitive person. I was saying there's something here. So I said to the wonderful teammate who was building this, I said, do me a favor. I want you to put a box called the Federal Reserve and I want you to check the box. There are 12 banks, one headquarters, and then the branches for a total of 37 locations. I want you to check the box wherever, in any city where we have a branch or a bank or the headquarters, I want a check. And what we discovered is 34 of the 37 bank locations had riots. And I said, well, wait a minute, that's a pattern. There's something here. Let's drill down. So we started with Minneapolis, and we said, let's take the data of all the buildings that were harmed or burnt or businesses, and we'll map it. You know, we'll do a GIS software, and we'll map where these businesses were and how close they were to the Federal Reserve Bank. And so the first one we did, there's a street going across Minneapolis called Lake. And we mapped them. And one of the things we did when we mapped them was we drew pictures of where the opportunity zones were. Do you know what an opportunity zone is? An opportunity zone is a tax shelter mechanism created in 2018 to help the tech billionaires as they sold their stock avoid capital gains. So you can, if you're Jeff Bezos, who sold $10 billion of stock this year, if you were to roll over your proceeds into opportunity zone investments and handle it in a certain way, you could avoid all capital gains tax. So this is fantastically profitable. Now, if you look at the riots, when I first saw how all the buildings and businesses destroyed along Lake Street were right at the bottom of the opportunity, I started to laugh and I said, you know, I was Assistant Secretary of Housing. That's not a riot pattern. That's a real estate acquisition plan.
So what are you saying? It's to cheapen the prices in the city?
So I have a thriving series of small businesses, a lot owned by African American and Hispanics along a particular boulevard in the opportunity zone. If first I declare the businesses non-essential and shut them down, right? Magic virus. So first I declare them non-essential, so now they're in real trouble, right? Because they can't do their business. And then I have riots and burn and damage them, right? If I was really clever, I'd pull their insurance right before I did it. I don't know what the case was, but we'll see. So now their business is shut down. They're now hung on their debt, right? Whether their mortgage or their credit card. But even worse, now their building has been damaged. And of course, insurance doesn't cover all the repairs and fixing, right? So needless to say, it's going to be a lot easier and cheaper for me to go in and buy up all those buildings, right? Voila. It's called disaster capitalism. So we then mapped, we did Minneapolis, then we mapped Kenosha, then Portland, and now we're doing a place in Ohio. And the patterns we're seeing, if you look at the clusters of where the damage is, just speaking as Assistant Secretary of Housing, those are, in my opinion, real estate acquisition plans completely, you know, especially when they come on top of declaring all those small businesses non-essential and shutting them down or restricting them. You know, I'm sure you got a lot of restaurants in there.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you look at San Francisco, 49% of the businesses in San Francisco are expected to be out of business by the end of the year. Do you know how much real estate you're going to be able to pick up cheap on this? It's phenomenal. Now, when you realize that if they sell their tech stocks high, they can pick it up really cheap, what's important to understand is, this makes the economics of building the smart grid out in the Fed cities. Remember I said 34 of 37 cities have a Fed bank or branch. So this makes building out the smart grid around the Fed banks much cheaper, which I'm assuming you want to do if you're going to come out with a crypto system.
Okay.
Okay, so Mr. Global is now coming to the point where...
And can you explain who's Mr. Global?
Yeah, so Mr. Global is my nickname for the committee that runs the world. The defining characteristic of life on planet Earth is our real global governance system is a mystery. And think about it. It's phenomenal we live on a planet and we don't demand to know how our governance system really works. But instead, it's a secret. So, you know, I have a lot of high-octane conjecture, as Dr. Furr would say, about who and what that is, but for now we'll call it Mr. Global. So Mr. Global is now implementing robotics. That's one of the new technologies that's really starting to make an enormous difference.
So can you label that? That's
okay, so here's our robot and here's our human. And of course the question for Mr. Global is, you know, which is more efficient, doing what? In other words, if I'm supposed to manage the planet and all the natural resources and harvest it to my benefit and make sure, you know, my risk is reduced, how much do I want to use robots for and how much do I want to do humans for? Now, the brilliance of hooking everybody into the cloud with a crypto system is with AI and software, I can have the humans teach the robots through the AI and software how to do all their jobs. And in fact, I was at the Aspen Institute in 2017, and I was having a discussion with a venture capitalist, you know, sort of billionaire type, and he looked at me with these amazingly dead eyes, and he said, look, honey, you know, I can take every company, completely automate it with software and robotics, and fire all the humans. We don't need them anymore. I've never talked to anybody who didn't understand the riot part.
Uh-huh.
Because that's a very typical old game.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially in poor neighborhoods.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay, so do you want me to continue with this? So we have the Mr. Global at the top. We have the database and software systems using artificial intelligence. A very important part of this now is the satellite system that's being put up in the orbital platform. And using telecommunications and digital technology, you have the ability 24/7 to track and monitor both your humans and your robots. And the question for Mr. Global is, what's more efficient? If I can do everything with robots, then what do I do with the humans? I don't need them anymore.
So are we seeing Bill the kind of human farming or something?
So they would describe it as resource management. And if you look at the technocracy and the writing about technocracy, so many of us describe we're moving from a, you know, whatever systems we use now to a technocracy. In a technocracy, they view, you have two different visions of the world. My vision of the world is that humans are sovereign individuals whose freedom comes by divine authority. That is what the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution all revolve around. The image of a sovereign individual as someone who is free by divine authority. In the vision of technocracy, a human is a natural resource like a oil deposit and to be used as such. So they're not a sovereign individual, they're labor, and they are either more efficient or less efficient than a robot at different functions. In other words, what I'm saying is Mr. Global views the human race like livestock, not someone with which they share empathy and, you know, they don't view us as the same species as them. And in fact, with a lot of the biotechnology, they figure they're going to live much longer lives than we do and live very differently than we do. So there's been a real, one of the challenges with the secrecy, as one group becomes more and more technologically advanced, they separate culturally, legally, financially from all the other groups. In other words, they have literally broken away and created a separate civilization. They don't think of themselves as part of our civilization anymore.
And who is they?
Well, that's the great mystery, and that's why I call this group Mr. Global. And I, you know, my personal experiences with many different people in that group and factions, but ultimately, I can't tell you who really controls. What I will tell you is the planet is run by force. And so ultimately, the question is,
building corporations. And I work for them, and it was union, and we have enough time to get in so many rounds through the day, and we had been doing a project, paving, in Wyoming, and it was, we get off at 3:30, and it's about quarter to three. We have time to make another two-mile run, but all the trucks start pulling over the side of the road. There's three trucks ahead of me, and I decide, well, I've got time to make another run, so I was going to go around them. The lead driver gets out in the road, and he starts waving his arms, and he stops me. And I told him, I said, hey, we have time to do one more run. It's only 2 miles, and 2 miles back takes us 10 minutes to load up. He said, pull the truck over, pull it over. Or else I'll find you at the bar tonight, and, I don't go to the bars. So he wasn't going to find me at the bar, but he threatened me. So we got to the yard. I went in, walked up to the foreman, and I said, here are the keys of the truck. I plugged it in. The tank heater is on. I'm done. That's it. And he begged me not to quit, and I told him what had happened. He says, no, that's okay. That's okay. That's no problem. It's okay. Well, it was okay with them, but it wasn't okay with me. So I've seen this. I've been part of it. I've been threatened by these people, not only there, but in Las Vegas, Nevada also. Huh, I wonder how many, I'm trying to think how many people there were that threatened me. 15? I wonder where those 15 unmarked graves are now. Joking. So no one works harder than hungry people. Yes, people who are well-nourished have greater capacity for productive physical activity, but well-nourished people are far less willing to do that work. Slaves to hunger are assets to people at the high end, Kent concludes. Now, a non-governmental organization, Free the Slaves, defines slaves as people who are not allowed to walk away from their jobs. It is estimated that there are 27 million slaves in the world. I know it's more than that. Including those who are literally locked into workrooms and held as bonded laborers in South Asia. Much more than that. However, they do not include people who might be described as slaves to hunger. That is, those who are free to walk away from their jobs but have nothing better to go to. Maybe most people who work are slaves to hunger. I'm almost finished with the article. The reason I'm presenting this is everybody else is others are presenting the Mar-a-Lago situation. Others are presenting everything else. But the Bible says that there's a time coming when people are going to have just enough. And I don't mean in the third world countries. I'm talking about right here in empire. Right here in this luxurious nation, in this culture. It will happen here for those who will not obey. Continuing with the article. For those of us at the high end of the social ladder, ending hunger globally would be a disaster. If there were no hunger in the world, who would plow the fields? Who would harvest our vegetables? Who would work in rendering plants? Who would clean our toilets? We would have no produce on our... We would have to produce our own food, clean our own toilets. No wonder people at the high end are not rushing to solve the hunger problem. For many of us, hunger is not a problem. But he states, honestly, but an asset. Hunger's not a problem, it's an asset. So the decades-old op-ed was removed from the United Nations website on Wednesday, after it went viral. The United Nations Chronicle subsequently issued a statement claiming the article was satire. These people lie. The article appeared in the UN Chronicle 14 years ago as an attempt at satire, is what they're saying, and was never meant to be taken literally. We have been made aware of its failures, even as satire, and have removed it from our site. Now we'll go on into an article. In 2020, there was a report published by the Rockefeller Foundation that outlines a global plan to transform the food industry, a plan that is underway. And this plan began circulating across the internet on Monday. I'm talking about building interstates, what I used to do. But this would go circulate across the internet. The Rockefeller Foundation document titled, Reset the Table, meaning the moment to transform the U.S. food system. It argues the U.S. food system must be seized. A Rockefeller Foundation paper. The U.S. food system must be seized and transformed to advance social justice and environmental protection. The report also calls for numerous changes to policies, practices, and norms to modify the United States food supply, including data collection and online surveillance to track peoples, and their dietary habits. The Holodomor, manufactured Holodomor, starvation by death, the manufactured plan by the globalists. For those of you in this audience, or not this audience, but elsewhere, who will hear this, you, Democrat, doesn't matter what you are politically, doesn't matter if you presently have money, doesn't matter. If you are not part of the globalist plan and the globalist initiative, you are going to be given X amount of calories a day, and then when you cannot produce, when you cannot function, then you will be turned into, like they're doing in some of the cities here in Colorado, you are dissolved, and the waste at the water treatment plants is taken out to the fields and sprayed on the fields for the crops. Maybe you've heard about this, maybe you haven't. But that is what they're doing right here in good old Colorado. It's already part of the process. I believe it's part of the process in metro areas already, where people, they don't necessarily have to bury them. Why bury them? Why incinerate them when you can dissolve them? And eventually, as they decompose into liquid, you just spray it on the fields as fertilizer. We don't understand in this country the wickedness and the evil, because we are sheltered. We're not going to be sheltered anymore. God said at the end of the world, everyone is going to know the truth about what this society and this government, it carries the corporations. It's kind of a two-way street. The corporations carry the government, direct the government. The government protects the corporations. They have to work together. The principle is in Revelation chapter 17. There is a harlot, a prostitute that is being carried and will be carried by the coming man of sin, the coming Antichrist. He carries her. Well, this woman, the whole concept of the woman in Revelation chapter 18 is a personality of a culture, and that culture is the culture of the United States of America. And without corporations, this nation could not be what it is. It has been great because of the corporations, and these corporations now are so powerful, they rule the government. And it began really to be set in motion with the Rockefellers in the 1800s. And then from there, other corporations came in, and then the laws were passed to protect the foundations and the corporations so they cannot be dismantled. Even if they wanted to, they can't dismantle them. Now, the Rockefeller Foundation reset the table, meeting the moment to transform the U.S. food systems. What COVID-19 has revealed is the images of the past, in the past few months. This was written 2 years ago. I'll give you the exact date. 2020. 21. The images of the past few months have been both shocking and heartbreaking. Families out of work and newly struggling with nutrition insecurity, waiting in long car lines for a day or a week's worth of food. School nutrition professionals wearing whatever protective equipment they or their schools could provide, putting their own health at risk to meet the rising demand for food in their communities. Meat and poultry plant workers suffering disproportionate rates of COVID-19 infections while facing mandatory return to work orders. Farmers with none of their usual buyers in a position to purchase out of local economic necessity, dumping millions of gallons of milk, onions, beans, eggs, and more. This is part of the global initiative. The Rockefeller Global Initiative. Reset the table. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth,
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, telephone technology specialist here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertybts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Right, and with Revelation chapter 6, verse 5, with the coming, and Christ had John the Apostle document this through the vision that he had, that these horsemen of the apocalypse, they are man. A horse in the Bible, in a sense, can refer to mankind, to men, to individuals. Like a horse that is not tamed, is unruly. And these people, not tamed by God, not tamed by conscience, and not tamed by law, are like these horses. And everything they do will be destructive and harmful to mankind, to the people of the world. This is the thought that is being portrayed with these four horses. Mankind's injustice, mankind's hatred toward his fellow man, and mankind's murdering, the tools in which he will murder people internationally. And one of the ways is right here in chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. It will be through starvation. A Holodomor, death by starvation. Now, the Rockefeller Foundation, they decided that it is in the best interests of the people of this country to control food from production to what is put on the table. And they have a system, a network, to do just that. Now, I'll continue. It was also the Rockefeller Foundation and other things, but they were responsible for the Green Revolution. This did not just accidentally happen. It was a plan, a Rockefeller plan, which the Rockefeller Foundation played a role in seeding and scaling. It was effective and successful in addressing calorie-based hunger and averting mass starvation. Now, we know that is not the objective. But it left a legacy that we see clearly today, including overemphasis of staple grains at the expense of more nutrient-rich foods, reliance on chemical fertilizers that deplete the soil, overuse of water. The U.S. food system's very specific kind of efficiency has also brought rigidity and costly impacts on human and environmental health, alongside high levels of wasted food. But mankind, they cannot, you know, for thousands and thousands of years has been able to take care of himself. But here in America, this foundation has decided, no, we are the ones who need to purchase and distribute food. Now, how will they do this? Just some of the ways here. Okay? Now, another section of the Rockefeller Foundation reset the table. Appoint meeting the moment to transform the U.S. food systems. Number one, create an integrated nutrition security system with real wages rising little in the past. They created this with real wages raising just a little bit over the last 20 years. Food prices are up 4.8% in the last 12 months. Food purchasing power of tens of millions of families has been severely restricted. They're blaming this on COVID, which they were responsible in manufacturing. Yet families experiencing nutrition insecurity in the United States, they navigate a minefield of bureaucratic hurdles across a complex and seldom collaborative set of safety net. Public nutrition assistance programs, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Special Supplement Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, WIC, National School Lunch Program, NSLP, and School Breakfast Program, SBP, the Food Distribution Program on Indian Reservations, FDPIR, and the Child and Adult Care Food Program, CACFP, alongside programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, disability, and state unemployment benefits. While many families cannot get by with only one program, each program requires a different enrollment process, interactions with different agencies and administrative requirements, and visits to different physical locations. So they get you tied in, and they tie up all your time going from one assistance program to another to access benefits. Now, they say that healthy food incentives should be expanded and maximum flexibility applied to support nutrition security in the tribal nations. This is not just in this country. It's international. Invest public and private funding in school programs as anchors of community feeding. Reimburse schools and districts that leaned in to meet emergency community needs. So, in other words, everything is being controlled. And eventually, they took a principle out of the book of Genesis. And the principle was, during the time that Egypt went into the 7 years of famine, you'll have to read this. Joseph was the man that would set up a system to harvest for 7 years of plenty, to bring in all the harvests of grain, store them for 7 years of hardship. And when the hardship came, the Egyptians came to Joseph, to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, you go to see Joseph. And they paid for their grain. By the second year, the famine was pretty severe. They sold their livestock because they couldn't feed their livestock, so they sold the livestock. Then they were out of money. They were out of livestock. Then they sold their land to Joseph. And eventually, because they had nothing left to give, they said, okay, we'll be your slaves. The principle is in the Bible, and they have used this principle and are using it on the world right now. You will go to not Joseph. You will go to Antichrist for your food. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com.
The P.E. Gun Show, August 13th and 14th, is at the new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Ball. This show features daily firearm drawings, CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of Second Amendment patriots. Buy, sell, or trade, this show is a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at this show.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Come join us at Civica Academy Charter School in Milliken. We are now enrolling for grades 6 through 10. Do you remember when students knew their country was great and they knew why? They stood proudly for the pledge. Remember when they didn't have phones on them and they used the phone at the front office and they cared about their grades and their report cards? Or what about when they took time to get ready and look nice for school and they respected the adults around them and were prepared at graduation to work hard and keep a job? Well, guess what? We're back! Civica.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long. Every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Riders on the storm, Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Yeah, this is no joke. There's a killer on the road. You know, it's very prophetic, some of the songs that Jim Morrison put together. Now, people don't realize that Morrison was involved in the occult, deeply involved in the occult. A lot of the lyrics, not just because he had a thought. No, the lyrics of his music is because this is his experience. So next time you listen to the Doors music, it's because not just of a little story. No, based on fact. Okay, and I want to thank the people, everyone that has sent donations and gifts to the station for the Present Truth program. I forget every program to thank you. Well, I remembered during the break, and I thought I better thank you. I appreciate it. And for those that want to support, continue to support. It helps the station, and it lets the owner know and the management know that you appreciate this program. So if you want to continue to assist me, thank you. And for new, those that might want to maybe help me out one time, whatever, it's thank you. And the KUNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado. P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. And the P.O. Box 80, I'm sorry, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, zip code 80534. Thank you very much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Now, so with what the Rockefeller Foundation, this is not only the Rockefeller Foundation. This is part of a sustainability program. This is part of a program to, like I finished with the account of when the children of Israel had to move into Egypt because of a famine. The world, the whole world, everything you see, the insects in the Middle East and in China through Africa, the insects, the grasshoppers that are consuming and stripping vegetation down to nothing. If you control the climate, you can control the everything needed to have a bumper crop of grasshoppers or locusts. You just need the right conditions, like scorpions in the desert. If the conditions are right and there's no food because there are no crickets, well, you have to have humidity for crickets to exist, and when the crickets exist, the population of scorpions goes up, it rises. And scorpions kind of go dormant, and they're basically just one heartbeater. I don't know if they have a heart, but little tiny, teeny hearts. One beat, maybe every day. But if a cricket goes by, the scorpion comes back to life, gets the cricket, and has a dinner. But the conditions have to be right, and you can actually make the conditions right to have locust infestations. Man, the industrial complex, the Defense Department, they know how to trigger a locust invasion, grasshoppers. Part of the starvation program is insects to destroy vegetation. The other is supply chains. The other is drought. Drought, no agriculture, nothing grows. Or you overrain, underrain, or overrain. They get to decide. We think it should under-rain in California. It should be dry. And a under-rain along the coast in the San Fernando Valley, and the farmers are in a drought condition, and they have to sell their farms. They can't make it. And who buys up those farms? The children of the devil. Corporations. And then once they buy up the corporations, then it will overrain for a little bit. You have plenty of rain, and everything comes back to life, and they can regulate the rains. But the thing is, right now they don't want to overrain because they don't want any food production, because part of the plan is Holodomor, death through starvation. This is the way they do it. It is a hatred of man, certain individuals, corporations, governors, powerful people, the wealthy, the rulers of the world. Now, the drought in Egypt at the time of Joseph was natural. God warned Pharaoh there would be a drought because God had an objective to move the children of Israel out of the land of Canaan down into Egypt to protect them from the occult world in Canaan. And they were there for about 300 and something years, 360 or 400 years. Then once they were ready as an army, they moved back into Canaan, ready to fight the Canaanites. But the strategy today is overflood or underrain areas of the world, causes people to move, to migrate, and kills the food crops, whether drowning or just drought. Rick Rodriguez.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So as we close out the program today, remember, podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. On Sunday, I have the three-hour program from 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And you can join me also on Sundays. And then one more day tomorrow, I'll be back at 2. and the podcast for both the programs. All programs are streamed at all times and on podcast at 1360KHNC.com, weekday and weekend programs. So there was the article written by this George Kent, the professor at the University of Hawaii, the political science department, a secret society member. The article was The Benefits of World Hunger, which was scrubbed from the UN website. And for those of us, I think this is a quote of him, or no, this was just part of the article. For those of us at the high end of the social ladder, which would be the rulers of the world, the kings of the earth, and the rich men, those at the high end of the social ladder, ending hunger globally would be a disaster. If there was no hunger in the world, who would plow the fields? Who would harvest our vegetables? Who would work in the rendering plants? Who would clean our toilets? We would have to produce our own food, clean our own toilets. No wonder people at the high end are not rushing to solve the hunger problem. For many of us, hunger is not the problem, but an asset. So hunger and these programs benefit the foundation, benefit the government, and like in Egypt, they had 7 years of famine, but during that 7 years, they sold all the money that they had, everything that they had stored, all their life savings, number one. Number two, they sold their animals, their farms, their livestock. Number three, they sold their land, and it's out of the land. The Bible says that all wealth comes out of the dirt, out of the mineral-rich dirt, out of the earth, what's underneath. Then number four, they said, well, so we don't starve to death, we will become slaves of the government. Does this scenario, is this accidental that these people, the occult world, I repeat this over and over, they look at the Bible. If you can control hunger, if the food, you can own everything. Secondly, if you can control the weather, they watch Christ stop the wind and calm the seas. If you can stop, if you can control the weather, you have the greatest weapon known to man. And they have learned how to control the weather. The Department of Defense Weather Warfare 2025. Don't go to DuckDuckGo. I think it's been purchased by Google. I would go to Brave. I don't even know if Start Page is safe anymore. But I presently go to Brave, because as far as I know, they are not watching you. But go to Brave, Brave, and the Department of Defense Weather Warfare 2025. Whoever controls the weather is God, they think. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast program streamed at all times every day. Talk to you tomorrow.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.